Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live in Athens, Grindhouse Killer Burgers. Again, big shout out to Johnny and his staff here. They do such a terrific job right here on Lumpkin. Getting ready for tomorrow's contest, guys. Alabama and Georgia tomorrow night at Sanford Stadium. And Steve Coonan, a proud Georgia alum, Hawks CEO, joins us as he does on a weekly basis.
Right.
And Steve, let's start here. Look, we know the NBA season's right around the corner. We have some Hawks news we'll talk about. But another big one here in Athens for Kirby Smart, and everybody's talking about, you know, all right, Kirby having issues beating Alabama. He's only beaten them once, one out of seven. I don't think that's the storyline, but I want to get your thoughts on this because Kirby understands you got to win these games, and specifically against Alabama. Most of that, by the way, was against Nick Saban, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you recall last year's game, Alabama, I think, got out to a 28-0 lead. Right. We took the lead, and then their wide receiver number two, who's probably the biggest threat to us winning the game, Ryan Williams,
right.
Tomorrow night made one of the great catches of all times, and we lost. That said, I have full confidence that Georgia will deliver. I think the Tennessee game was as good a game as we could have hoped for because it made us realize the intestinal fortitude that we have, and that when we were challenged, we rose to the occasion, and that was nothing but grit, you know, or Kirby was saying, aggression.
Elite aggression. By the way, I was saying to Carl, I got to ask Steve, because we're here in Athens, what was college Steve Coonan like? What was he all about?
You ever seen Animal House?
Yeah.
I am Senator Blutarski.
0.0 grade point average. And did you run with Dr. Bobby, right? Bobby Kaufman was your pal?
Yeah, a little younger than me, but absolutely. Yeah. And again, more hijinks than education. Thank goodness I was born back when I was born, because that is one fantastic academic school there. And we're very fortunate. We have a family scholarship at the Grady School, and I approached them and said, I'd like to do something, you know, possibly to help a group that nobody ever helps, is see students. And they looked at me like I had antenna coming out of my head, and they explained, Mr. Coonan, we don't have see students here. It's like, oh, okay, good. Glad I don't go here anymore.
Steve Coonan, our guest, guys. Yeah, and look, Georgia here tomorrow night, it's always a big-time atmosphere. Do you have a favorite home game or memory outside of the recent national championships that stand out for you? I was just talking to one of our friends here, and he was talking about when he was a student, the year that they get blown out here, the Braves win the World Series, and he was
right.
Just talking about, you know, how things work, and depending on when you're a student and what was going on with your team. Do you have a moment, Steve?
I don't have a lot of memories.
It tells us everything.
I really don't. You know, I mean, we went to a couple of Sugar Bowls. We played Pittsburgh in one. We played Penn State in one. Neither one turned out well. But I do have a lot of memories, but I don't have a lot of precise memories. I remember Prince Charles coming to a game. That was
right.
That was kind of cool. And he ate at Steve Arena's, which, you know, I don't know if that's still there, but I thought that was kind of cool. So
you
can see kind of where
right.
my memories were slanted, that I'm recalling right. sandwiches and alcohol and
right.
Prince Charles.
Steve also wrote all of Herschel Walker's papers, Carl, when he was here at Georgia.
I was gone.
He's a creative guy.
I was gone.
He's a creative guy.
Steve's with us, guys. He, if you're just tuning in, he's the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks and a big muckety-muck from the TV world with Turner Broadcast before he got to the NBA. And, again, a big, big lifetime Georgia Bulldog fan. And, again, a game like this, I mean, it's a great weekend for college football, Steve, but, you know, for this is why ABC and Disney spent all that money to have games like this on, and the, you know, the atmosphere is going to be electric. You think this will be the highest-rated game so far this season?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. The Ohio State game, I think, is – well, you know what? I'll tell you, the Penn State-Oregon game, if it's good, could bite into it. Could bite into it because,
right.
Yeah, that's the same time. But I do think – I mean, you got Ohio State playing at Washington, which is I was listening to Scott Van Pelt. His producer, Stanford Steve, said it was the hardest place he ever played, which I – you know, have no context for playing at Washington, but that you could see a lot of upsets tomorrow. You really could. You could see a lot of upsets, and hopefully Georgia sticks to their knitting, does what they need to do, and, you know, we move on.
All right, let's talk about moving on with our Atlanta Hawks. Season's right around the corner. First things first, we got some national recognition. Several Hawks were named to the ESPN's top 100 players list. Look, you can say this doesn't mean anything, but what it means is people around the country are recognizing the roster and the players on this roster. And I think that's a good thing. You know, Mike and I saw this, and our producer Day-Day was like, look, man, a bunch of our guys on this team, you know, including some guys that are new to the team, are listed in this top 100. Steve, I think that bodes well for, I guess, the expectation of what this season might be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you could say it doesn't mean anything. Let's be clear. I didn't say that. I was ecstatic to see six of our players in there. You know, right. we you know, and I also saw commentary that Jalen should be a top 25 player and Trey returning to the top 15. And, you know, I love seeing, you know, Okongwu and the Keel and Porzingis in there. So, you know, on paper, I'm really, really excited. I want the city to get excited about it because I do think something special is about to happen. And I really, really hope that we have a great season, stay healthy, and, you know, give the fans something to sink their teeth into and cheer.
Steve Kuhn is with us, guys, talking about the Hawks. Before you know it, season will be here. We talked last week about Patrick Beverly, who's now, Carl, wished a curse on all Atlanta sports teams, including college squads as well. So that beef continues. Meanwhile, Steve, we're watching today. I don't know how much you've got to watch today of the Ryder Cup, but geez,
I haven't missed a minute.
It's been brutal. And unfortunately, I mean, there's going to be a big mountain to climb. Right now, it's 3-2 Europe over USA and leading their three remaining matches. So, I mean, if you're up 6-2, I mean, that's almost insurmountable. But we've seen some comebacks, but this one seems like it might be too much over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, John Rahm's just a beast. And so is Rory McIlroy. And, you know, Scottie Scheffler has not risen to the top of this kind of competition, which is the only competition. Rahm just sunk a clinching birdie putt, I think, for Europe.
Yep.
So it's there's a lot of football this weekend, man. You know, thinking golf. Golf
no, we
was
love
fun
golf.
On Friday.
Right. We love it, but the site, you know, the setting being in New York and the crowd's going to be so raucous. And you're not giving the crowd, Carl, anything to be raucous over.
Yeah.
No.
It's just it's frustrating and disappointing at the same time. Again, it's not over, but I expect him to come out and then have the crowd into it all weekend long. That was the kind of thing that I was hoping for with this particular Ryder Cup. Steve, I want to ask you, as we talk to Steve Kuhn, and Falcon Report's on the way, guys, the latest on the injury report, Jaden Daniels, will he play? We'll tell you. Also, Terry McLaurin, an update there, and the latest on our Falcons, as well as more dog talk coming up in less than 10 minutes. Steve, do you think there's any concern regarding the YouTube TV's contract dispute with NBC? Mm. Is the NBA concerned about their first season back on NBC in any way?
Well, I have not talked to anybody at the league, and I have read, and the issues are incredibly complex about content ingestion, which I think would make our listeners switch the channel, so I won't do that.
Content but ingestion? It sounds like a side effect from some drug ad.
Yeah, I mean, it basically is who controls the customer, who gets the data. Mm. And that's what the fight is, and it's precedent setting. So Google, this is a tiny little division of Google, but for NBC, they've got a whole lot invested, including the launch of the NBA, Sunday Night Football, the Olympics, All-Star Game, and Super Bowl. Right. So this will get resolved. I can't tell you what day it will get resolved, but this will get resolved because it has to get resolved.
Hmm. Okay.
How is that for an unfulfilling answer?
No, look, no, it is. I just you see these things and you go, all right.
It's just so frustrating. We talk about it almost every week. I mean, it's like you've got to have five streaming services plus your basic cable or your satellite. And everyone says cut the cord, but as we say on the show, Steve, it's not that easy. You know,
it's not. It's not, and it's complex, and you have so many services, and all of a sudden the cable bundle looks like a pretty good value again.
Exactly right. All right, Steve. Good luck this weekend.
I said, go dogs.
Go dogs.
Maximum aggression this weekend.
By the way, we got it at 2.5, Steve. You like the dogs minus 2.5?
Would you stop putting our CEO in jeopardy?
What?
He cannot do these things.
I have one word for you, Mike. Kalshi.
For those that are not
familiar, is he talking about a breakfast cereal bowl?
Yes.
Is he talking about a breakfast cereal or a betting platform
where you can bet on futures? There you go. Jump on it. I think Steve's saying with a firm he likes that pick, Carl.
Yeah. All right, Steve Kuhn. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, guys. Safe travels. Let's go, dogs.
Go, dogs. That's Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO. Again, proud Georgia alum. And I agree with him. I know we're some weeks away, but I do think some good things are going to happen with this Hawks team. Health is what it's all about. Jalen's got to stay healthy, Mike. We know that.
Right.
But
this is a year where, you know, you and I have said it. If you're not going to do a new deal for – and I wouldn't yet.
Trey?
Let Trey play with the best guys he's played, arguably, since 21, and see what we do. And certainly – even Porzingis at this stage of his career is better than arguably anyone he's played with. You know, we've added defense. Jalen is the crucial. That's the key. That's the crucial piece you just touched on. Got to stay healthy. But I know this year, hopefully, we're talking about not could we get out of this play-in rut. Falcons can't make the playoffs. And the Braves, and as you say, the Hawks are just stuck in this rut.
Yeah.
To be locked in where we know we're going to have, you know, as a 4 seed, maybe even as a 3 seed, it's possible.
It is possible. All right. Coming up, should I say, 5 o'clock hour, Falcons report. We'll get you caught up on the latest injuries. The Zach Robinson conversation is still front and center, guys.
Everybody's talking about us.
This is something.
Not good, but they're talking about us.
It's true. Yeah. All publicity is not necessarily good publicity. But we will talk about the latest with that and this offense. Also, coming up, our conversation with David Pollack and his thoughts on Georgia-Alabama, and what did Rusty Manziel have to say about what he believes they have to do tomorrow to get this win against Bama. It's all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour here, live at Grindhouse Killer Burgers. It's Dukes and Bell in Athens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? the celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.